Order up. Number 47.
Fish and Chips on Mornings with Nick Crawford.
Nick Crawford, how are things looking out from beautiful Stiglitz this morning? Or maybe you're at the office in St Helens. Crawf, good morning to you.
Morning, Leo. No, we're tag-teaming at the office just to minimise any risks, but I'm sitting here at home looking across the road at the bay and it is calm. The sun is coming through a motley sort of overcast that you would hardly call cloudy and very still.
So let's just take note of the Premier's advice. There is some lovely autumn weather coming up this weekend. It is not a time to call your mates and catch up and get organised in a big group. Solo fishing, however, if done in isolation or fishing, you know, in your case with Helen, in other cases just with the people from under your roof and done carefully, I think is still in bounds. Crawf, is it a good weekend to find out where they're biting?
It is a good weekend, and remembering that rod length as a bit of a guide, I think. I've had a lot of people tell me that they're using their rod length as a guide this week, anyway.
Thank you, Crawf.
Yes. I think, look, it is going to be a good weekend, and maybe a good weekend to just, if you want to go out and have a bit of a try some of the things you haven't done before. Try a bit of balloon fishing, perhaps, or some of the things we talked about during the year, or some of those jigging techniques, or a bit of beach fishing on just on dusk. Some of those things, maybe go for a pull out the flounder gear and have a go at a flounder.
I was thinking about the fly rod actually this week.
Yeah, well, now there you are, you see, Leo. Now I've seen you with a fly rod. No one is going to get within 25 metres of you.
No, good point. You would have every chance of contracting a hook to the face.
My word.
Stay away if you see me.
Yeah,
my back cast is formidable, Crawf.
It's scary. Mind you, look, the best of fly fishermen have been known to jag a wayward tourist. I remember seeing a boat up at Doon Bridge. We were at Russell Falls. We're up there on that little bridge that goes across, and there was a tourist that wandered through the back cast, and that was a big mistake. Anyway, they play up on light line to tourists.
Yeah, I once caught the family dog, actually.
Not on a
fly rod, but on a rock fishing adventure with Dad that I remember fondly. Well, I remember it fondly. Dad remembers it traumatically, and the dog has never.
They're a bugger of a thing to fill it, though, Leon.
The dogs, absolutely, Crawf. It was I was just waiting for a swell to abate. As you do, you've got the prawn on the hook, you've got it behind you, you're waiting for the swell to sort of abate and then a backwash to take the line out. And I went to rip my sinker and prawn out into the surf, and the dog had snaffled the prawn while I'd been waiting. And so when the moment came to rip it with all my power, I'd comprehensively hooked the dog, at which point Dad had to go taking off across the rocks and retrieving the dog. I'm sorry, that story brings tears to the eyes even thinking about it now. But Crawf, let's take us around the state, because again, if you do it carefully and socially isolate properly, if you ideally don't need to go to the bowser to fill up the boat and have that already done, or do it particularly carefully, and just take your family members with you, you can go for a fish. Where would you be going?
Well, you don't need to take the boat. Go shore fishing. Be shore fishing. So I would be looking for just about any little rocky point, jetty. There's so many of them around the state. Make sure, as we say, that you've got your distance and doing the right thing. But at the moment, there's just that many fish around the bays that you are bound to catch some. Down south at the moment, lots of gummy being caught off Bruni, around the outside, of course. Yesterday and this morning, tuna sighted busting up south of Adventure Bay. Plenty of bluefin, about 20 kilo mark out off Eagle Hawk Neck. Swordfish, people are out chasing swordfish this weekend. Big boats and with all the appropriate precautions, of course. Lots of mackerel being taken in almost all of the little bays and estuaries down there, and right through the Derwent down the channel. Lots of a good number of snapper being taken off Betsy Island and calamari at Dens Point. Around the coast of it, up in the northwest at the moment, cocky salmon, that was a really good cocky salmon coming into the Duck River. And there's also a few silver trevally mixed in amongst them as well. And they're getting them all the way up to town at Smithton. So off the reclaimed land there off the jetties and wharves. But a little bit of fish bait would be as good as anything, or a silver wobbler. The bigger salmon down the west coast, down at Netley Bay and Sinking Rock, big blackback down there, but they haven't come into the Arthur River as yet, so it's not to say don't give it a try, but I would, if I was going that way, I'd make the point of kicking a tide on dusk and having a bit of a cast in the river there near the bridge. There's also some good cocky salmon being taken at Ocean Beach, the entrance to down there at Strawn at Hell's Gates, so that's well worth a try. Burnie, plenty of mackerel on the coast all the way, but particularly off Burnie. Snapper, getting those on those jigging rigs at Table Cape all the way through to Devonport. Gummy shark and flathead at Table Cape and Burnie and Penguin. Also Stanley and Rocky Cape. There's no snotty trevally showing up as yet on the wharves at Stanley, but just keep an eye out for those little jellyfish because they arrive first and the snotty's coming
up. You've talked a lot about the snotty trevally of the Stanley Wharf, but never mentioned that the jellyfish are a sign that the snotties might not be far behind.
That's it. So if you look down on the water, you have to have a bit of a wander and have a look down, you'll see those. It's not those big ones. It's just those little bubble-style things. I suppose it's not as big as a tennis ball. They're the ones that that seem to point to the fact that the snotties are about to come. Now, the fish haven't been there in anywhere the numbers they were when I was growing up, but bit by bit, I think they're making a bit of a comeback. Last year, we had a few reports. A year before that, hardly any. This year, there's been some solid reports of them. So, hopefully, it's a returning fishery. Most of the rivers are also fishing really well for mullet, silver trevally, like the Cairn, the Inglis, the Leven, and the Mersey in particular. One of the best spots is the Inglis, I think, down there at the mouth. On an incoming tide, you'll get some really good silver trevally there. Up here on the east coast, George's Bay is still fishing really well. Lots of little rocky points and so on you can try here. Salmon, both sorts of mackerel. We've also got some good whiting being caught. The size hasn't increased that much, but there are certainly size ones amongst them, but next year is going to be a great year for them. Tailor, a lot of tailor in the bay, and they're really good size fish as well. We had a great weekend. We fished the Pertec Challenge last weekend and all managed to bag some Australian salmon. Didn't win anything. The big salmon seemed to come up from the north of the state, I think. But that was a great weekend. It was a good way of showing how you can have a competition without actually being with the people you're fishing against. So that might be a way to get together over the weekend and bring a couple of mates and say, well, let's have a fishing competition, let's base it on length, and I'll fish here and you fish there, and you're not going to see each other, and just ring each other up at the end of the day with your sizes.
Could be an idea, Crawf. Could definitely be an idea. Trout World, what's going on?
Yeah, quickly, Anson's Bay. I've got a report yesterday, some good-sized whiting coming out of Anson's Bay and also some salmon on the incoming tide down at the mouth. A tamer, salmon at Kelso, a few squid down at Low Head, and good gummies along most of those northeast beaches. And trout, really quiet week for trout. Great Lake is still fishing really well, but they're down deep. A lot of people are actually using lead line on them with cobras and fuzzy devils. Burberry fish really well, but it's down quite low at the moment, so a little bit snagging as you know what you're up to. And Talbot's up in the northwest is fishing quite well, as in South Ryana. So they're still getting them. The kayak fishermen seem to be doing the best at Talbot's, but little lures, you'll still get them on mud eyes, and the fly fishermen will still be doing quite well there.
If anyone's got a fishing report from the week, we'd love to hear from you this morning. Text me in 0438 922 936. What have you caught? Where have you caught it? And how are you doing this while socially distancing properly? 0438 922 936. Crawf, anything else we need to mention this morning?
No, look, I think that's about it. Like, I'm just, be careful. Surf fishing is a great thing to be doing this time of the year, and the tides are pretty good for it. So I did have someone drop in early in the week that listens to the show from up the northwest coast. They were down this way, just having a couple of days off, and I reckon they would have headed home by now, but they were out at Swimcart Beach out in the Bar Fires and getting into the salmon out there, and it's just a rod and a holder, and a bit of, you go and buy those pre-made rigs that have got a couple of hooks hanging off and a sinker on the bottom, and a little bit of pilchard, cast it out just behind the waves. You don't need to cast it to New Zealand. Don't get too excited. The salmon are in there in the wash, feeding on worms and things that have been stirred up by the waves, so you don't need to cast too far. and some really good fish amongst them too. Remember, with the salmon, you've got to bleed them straight away if you want to eat them, otherwise get them back in the water. So salmon would be the standout at the moment. There's salmon all the way around the state, but mixed in with them are all those other species. So the things like the tailor and the kingfish, of course. Now, I did see a video, Leon, of your good self at sunrise.
Yeah.
Under the Tasman Bridge.
Croft, I listened to your advice on last Friday's program. On Sunday morning, before the dawn, I was out underneath the bridge, the Derwent Bridge, and ready, buckled up to catch a kingfish. We were casting lures behind every pylon. We fished and fished and fished, and not a fish did emerge, Croft.
Not a thing.
It was beautiful, though, to see sunrise.
So you had the location, you had the tide, you had the tackle.
We had everything, Croft.
Something missing, though.
What was it? And so the quest for the kingfish continues.
Maybe. I think when all this is settled down, we need to get you and get you up here if it's in time and focus and get you up with Michael Haley or somebody and make sure we get you under one.
A lot of people seem to be suggesting I need to go fishing with Michael Haley. I look forward to meeting this man one day because you're about the third person who's mentioned that I need to find...
Kingfish guru.
Really?
The king, I as in the Whisperer. On. The Whisperer. I might see if I can get him on next week. I think he's still here. So he shares himself between here and the Northern Territory, but I reckon in these conditions he'll be still in sunny St Helens. So I'll make contact with him to see if he can impart a few pearls of wisdom.
Croft, tight lines. Great to chat.
Okay, Leon.